KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies at 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high near 18 with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Just a quick note to pass along to you this hour. There'll be no bingo tonight at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic due to a boiler problem. Therefore, they can't heat the facility. So again, no bingo tonight at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. And the National Weather Service earlier this morning issued a winter weather advisory for Fremont and Page counties in southwest Iowa. That winter weather advisory for snow goes into effect at 6 p.m. and will run through 6 a.m. on Thursday. Accumulating snow should be underway by early this evening in the advisory area and continue through the rest of tonight, with total amounts ranging from 1 to 3 inches. Travel may become difficult, so be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility, and use caution while you're driving if you're planning on heading south tonight in southwest Iowa. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says with the amount of snowfall possible over the next 24 hours, all parts of southwest Iowa ranging from a trace to as much as 4 inches, citizens of Clarinda are being reminded that a 2-inch snowfall automatically triggers a snow emergency in the city. That means that no vehicles are allowed to park on any public streets or alleyways until the snow ceases to fall and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. Violators will be subject to having their vehicle impounded and issued a parking citation. With a spike in traffic deaths in Iowa during 2016, the state's Senate Democratic leader says traffic safety should be a priority issue for the 2017 Iowa legislature. Rob Hoag of Cedar Rapids was elected leader of the Senate Democrats after the November election.
In 1970, Iowa had over 900 motor vehicle fatalities. Last year, we were down to 317. Now we've jumped way back up to 400. That's the wrong direction. We need to work together to continue to drive those numbers down, but that requires people who are committed to making state government work.
Officials say the latest data indicates at least 401 people died in traffic accidents in Iowa during 2016. In southwest Iowa, Cass County had the most fatalities at 14, followed by Pottawatomie County with 13. Adams, Guthrie, and Montgomery counties had zero traffic fatalities last year. Hoag says legislators need to make sure there are enough state troopers patrolling the state's highways.
And by the way, unfortunately, Republicans are leading with this effort to take away health benefits from our law enforcement officers and other public workers. I don't think that's a solution to the problem. I think we need to support our state troopers. We need to add to their numbers.
And he says the state needs better laws about distracted driving.
You're going to see an effort to take away automatic traffic enforcement in places. Well, there are some places in the state where that's important. And then finally, we need a stronger driver's education system.
Hoag made his comments during a town hall meeting stop in Mason City on Tuesday. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their annual administrative meeting Tuesday morning here in Atlantic. Two newly elected members of the board, Steve Byer of Griswold and Steve Green of Atlantic, began their duties after having been sworn in earlier. The first order of business was to elect a board chair and vice chair. The supervisors unanimously re-elected Gaylord Schelling as the board chair and Frank Waters as vice chair, following a recommendation by Schelling. In other business, they approved the appointment of deputies for the auditor and sheriff's offices, the appointment of township clerks with current incumbents, with the exception of Brighton Township, where the current clerk asked not to be reappointed, and to fill that position, the board appointed Tanya Larson. The board made no changes in the dates and times of their regular future meetings. Those will continue to be held on Wednesdays beginning at 8:30 a.m., with the exception being the last week of the month, when they're normally held on the last business day of the month, and of course, after holidays, like the first of this year. They also made no changes other than changing the date in the 2017 annual livestock construction facility resolution, commonly known as the Master Matrix. Atlantic Police report 7 arrests over the past couple of weeks. On Monday, 28-year-old Kayla Millam of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. On Sunday, 32-year-old Adam Morris of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense. Last Friday, 29-year-old Ryan Jewell of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for two counts of possession of drugs with intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance marijuana with the intent to deliver, and a drug tax stamp violation. APD said on December 27, 35-year-old Aaron Lattice of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for probation violation. On December 24, 23-year-old Austin Alf of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. And on the 23rd, 18-year-old Skyler Peters of Atlantic was arrested after he turned himself in on a charge of OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance. That same day, December 23rd, 26-year-old Devin Register of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for a probation violation. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs say a man was arrested Tuesday morning on eluding and other charges following a foot chase that began with a traffic stop for a seatbelt violation at around 8:10 a.m. A front seat passenger in the vehicle, 25-year-old Gary Schultz of Council Bluffs, took off on foot after it was learned the driver had a valid no-contact order against Schultz. Schultz ran north through a field and into the Indian Creek Ravine. Due to the frigid temperature of the water, he surrendered quickly and was assisted out of the water and transported to the Council Bluffs by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where Schultz was treated for hypothermia. He was later released from the hospital and then transported to the Pot County Jail, where he was charged with violating a no-contact order, eluding, and failure to wear a seatbelt. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Tuesday that an arrest had been made in connection with a burglary that occurred during the early morning hours of December 27th at the Dollar General Store on East Glenn Miller Drive in Clarinda. Page County deputies arrested 19-year-old Keldon Steiner of Hepburn Saturday morning at his home. The arrest was made by order of a warrant issued for his arrest, and Steiner was taken into custody without incident, currently being held on $5,000 bond in the Page County Jail on charges of felony burglary and aggravated misdemeanor destruction of property. Officials say no additional arrests are anticipated. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson said two arrests took place over the holiday weekend. At around 11 p.m. Monday, 50-year-old Timothy Turner of Kimbleton was arrested for domestic abuse assault third offense following an investigation into an incident that allegedly took place at his residence. Turner was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. Last Saturday night, 23-year-old Jarrett Christensen of Exira was arrested for OWI second offense and possession of marijuana. His arrest was the result of a traffic stop at around 8 p.m. Saturday on Littlefield Drive. Christensen also was released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.